Hello, my name is Jason Reichel, and you're listening to Risk Management Brick by Brick. I'm fascinated with people who are helping build and maintain the physical world around us. On each episode of this podcast, we'll dive in with a risk manager, speak to them about how technology plays a role in this process. Hello, I'm Jason Reichel, and you're listening to Brick by Brick. Joining me today is Alistair Hume, who we last met at Risk World. We won't go into too much detail about his background, as I'm sure loyal listeners know all about him from the last episode. Today, Alistair is here to talk about the landscape of technology trends in insurance. Let's get to our discussion. Good afternoon, Alistair. It's great to have you as our first return guest on Brick by Brick. I'm looking forward to catching up since we last chatted. How's the new year treating you?
Year has been great. And first of all, Jason, thanks for having me back. It's nice to be a return guest on Brick by Brick. Very excited here at Rhodes to do that and be part of the Brick by Brick family. So thank you for that. 23 was a great year. 24, we're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to being able to affect positive change with our customers, being able to provide the different types of technologies and automations that are going to be suitable for how we see our customers, organizations in the insurance industry, agencies, brokers, carriers, how we see them evolving, how we see workforces evolving, and how to apply technology to those changing factors in respect to day-to-day operations as more global kind of mergers and acquisitions and more global changes across an organization also, and how we provide tools, technologies to that and meet the needs of our customers. So we're excited.
Yeah, amazing. One thing that you were just mentioning is automation. We're talking about different motivations as we move into 2024. So how is technology right now, from your opinion, shaping the insurance industry? Where are we and what are some of those major themes?
Technology as a whole, we see it's advancing every day. So definitely the insurance industry is looking to capitalize on the tools that can be utilized really to enrich the entire producer experience. That's what we're seeing. And whether that's in utilizing technology to address onboarding, to address the ready-to-sell phase of the producer's life cycle, whether that's in credentialing management and how to manage that, and what I like to call really the continued to sell phase. So how can we utilize technology for the ready to sell, the continue to sell phase in terms of management and maintenance? And then also, how can we use technology in the next phase, which is how do we find who's next to sell for us across the entire life cycle? Now, for us, that technology can be automation. It could be data warehousing. It could be visualization and analysis, or really just simple integration between two siloed systems, underwriting and compliance. But we're definitely seeing that technology is being utilized and being addressed in different ways.
So you essentially, I mean, businesses are in two modes. They're either using this technology to do deep analysis, helping them prepare for some kind of next stage in their business, right, around M&A or something like that. And then you have automation for organizations that are continuing to grow and want to grow effectively, right? So those two pieces of technology are motivating and getting put into place because of what we're seeing in the economy. Am I wrong? Am I right in that?
Absolutely. It's how can we see what's going on? And it's also, what does the audience expect from us as a provider? And we're seeing a lot of the fact that, hey, we're in an age where information is at our fingertips. We expect to be able to execute on actions, order a meal just by pressing a button on my phone. And I think the producer experience has to be the same. How can I get contracted and ready to sell faster? Well, that's about the agency, the insurance carrier, being able to manage the credential in a much more efficient manner. It's also about how can we sell policies and how can we identify people that are going to buy these policies and how can we bind policies in a much faster manner? I mean, we have automations, we have robots in the marketplace today, and we really see our customers and the industry being able to apply technology in the correct fashion, in the correct manner.
So, you know, we're making the analogy to, you know, ordering food on Uber Eats or whatever, which makes sense. Obviously, every industry is being transformed because of the use of technology, the use of AI, the use of all of these different technologies. But what specific are insurers using to streamline their operations and improve efficiency, given a diminishing internal workforce? Like, how, What specifically are you seeing organizations do? Because I think that's what, you know, risk managers are listening to this podcast. They're going, okay, there's all these sorts of outside risks that I used to not consider as part of risk. And now I'm kind of being pulled in that direction. So what are some specific technologies that you're deploying in some use cases?
So let's talk about what we're identifying as, and you bring up diminishing workforce. It's true. Workforce is aging out. And what workforce you have are knowledgeable, they are skilled, they are expert, right? So let's talk about specific cases. We're looking at, and what Rhodes is doing with our customer base is looking at highly manual, highly predictable tasks that we can automate. So we had these predictable, repeatable tasks that are manual, like a license renewal. We know exactly when that's going to happen. It's predictable. It's repeatable. We know how it's going to happen. And we're working with our customers to apply technology to automate that process such that the workforce that are skilled, they're not processing mundane. They're not processing very simple next, next, next. They're not wasting their time with that. How can we automate those processes? And then we are also looking at other elements that are classically manual as well, like continuing education. That's a manual test to go out and see where on the state does Alistair have his continuing education? What is his transcript? What is that? That's highly manual test that we can provide technology to go fetch that data, circulate that data, utilize that data. You know, again, saving workforce time. They are now focused on exception management. They are now focused on specialized tasks rather than mundane manual tasks that can have technology applied to those.
And probably spending more of their time working internally in the workforce versus doing the external legwork that is sort of mundane and everyday.
Exactly. Let's get them away from that. And then additionally, let's bring technology to the forefront. Let's provide feature sets that we offer that are about workforce management, that are about task management. And let's utilize tasks and events to trigger workflow. And let's also capitalize on that, in that if we're storing workflow and we're storing a history of workflow in terms of how this Alistair as a profile or as a producer evolved, now I can use that as training tools. As I bring new staff in, they can view a complete audit history of an individual, of a producer, of a credential, how it's evolved over time, and utilize that as reference material if they're new staff.
I see, yeah. And then when we think about underwriting claims decisions and the vast amount of data there, this is more on the data analyst side, where how are we supposed to leverage AI to make underwriting claims more intelligent? This is a topic that last few events I've been at has been really, not controversial, but a topic that people are going, oh, we're going to start to see things that are new segments or new ways to associate risk and underwriting. We're really going to be in a transformational time for that function. Is that aligned to what you're seeing? You know, what are your thoughts on that?
From the claims and from a policy side, there's so much data out there. Is the data set A too large? That's number one. And do you know what to look for? And can you find specific cases where data can be acquired and then fully utilized? Let's take a claim, for example, policy claims management. There's one thing about identifying claims, but I think the other area that we're seeing a lot of AI being used or data reconciliation being used is in fraud. So what I mean by that is there are tools out there that organizations are using today to say, okay, hey, Alistair submitted a workers' comp claim. As this PC, he's claimed he broke his leg. But there are tools out there, there's so much data out there where I can start scouring the web to see Alistair's social media. And it just so happens that he posted a picture on Instagram of him windsurfing. We see those types of avenues where data's out there, you've been able to identify the data, and you understand how to utilize it correctly.
Right. And it can come through a mass amount of that data and look for those use cases.
Absolutely. And there's AI-driven tools that just scour and can find that publicly available data today.
How are insurance startups coming about? Because I've had a couple of guests on the podcast that come from non-traditional, I would almost say tech-enabled insurance providers, right, on the podcast and talking about it. And it seems to be that the traditional insurance model, people have been trying to push it and change it. And now it seems rapidly that these events, they're full of people touting technology is really going to revolutionize this industry in the next, let's say, 5 to 10 years, more so than I think I've ever seen before with technology. Why now? Why is technology really coming into play? What's changed for these startups?
let's talk about in technology as a whole. And I think that technology is critical in the velocity in which the insurance industry is grown. I mean, we've just talked about this today, right now, whether it's AI, whether it's automation, whether it's value chain delivery. These are all ways in which technology has been an integral agent of change. Now, I think there are more advanced organizations that are being called insurtech that are saying, okay, we're going to utilize this technology and deliver policies or deliver speed market in a more effective manner. But I think also large kind of what I'll say, blue chip, right? You know, legacy insurance agencies, they got smart people working over there too. We may not be insurtech, but we know how to apply technology to our market and to our enterprise. And I think that's important because it's like the dinosaurs, right? You have to evolve and you have to find the tools that are out there. You have to find tools that make sense to you. And if you're not going to evolve and move faster, utilize technology, you're just going to fall behind.
And so do you think that creates a momentum that is allowing, you know, mid-market, someone who writes to construction companies, be able to have technology in the middle market, right? You know, like I'm guessing the big guys always had technology or some form of technology, even if they were slow at adopting it. They probably were some of the first with real data scientists, XYZ, all these things. And then you always had these innovative people. Are we seeing now, because these two sides of the paradigm, if you will, are utilizing technology so aggressively, are we now seeing the benefit in the middle market? Are we seeing it in the everyday insurance brokerage, as an example?
Absolutely. I think technology is a tool, and it's a tool that can be utilized to compete and be competitive and to gather strength. I mean, technology is scalable. And I think it's the mid-market that's able to find technology that can be more agile and can leverage technology in a much more useful manner and a much quicker manner than some of the larger organizations that will enable them to be much more competitive.
You know, one area that people often talk about technology playing a role is in regulatory and ethical considerations. Insurance companies, they have to be mindful of all of these items that are constantly shifting. They have to drive profit. You know, this probably goes back to your automation piece, but like, how are these like ethical considerations being considered by organizations right now? You know, I saw some companies a couple months ago say like, we're not going to use any AI technologies in our technology stack, as an example, right? So how are you seeing this shakeout? What's your opinion on this area?
There are some parts that I agree. I think you have to understand how to use AI correctly. It's a dual-edged sword, right? In respect, are you gathering the correct data? Are you making the right decisions? Are you training your AI correctly? That said, AI, whether it's artificial intelligence, whether there are simple things that you can do, or what we like to call AI, which is automated intelligence, you're finding areas that you can automate and then utilizing that technology correctly. But that said, I think we've come back and we've talked a lot about data, talked about masses and masses of data. I think today, just in respect to where regulation is in respect to data, security is paramount. Every day that you're hearing about, oh, a data security issue or a data risk issue or things like that. So I think organizations today are really looking at new risk models in respect to how can I move away from data breaches. I think the states are looking at that as well. And I think that's a compliance issue, whether that's states like New York, California, that are posting a lot of new requirements and new filings for how to do risk assessment. That every organization needs to have cybersecurity policies. They need to ensure that their data is correct. And they also need to go downstream to all of their vendors as well to ensure that those vendors are being secure.
Yeah, that's a really interesting thing to point out, which is that all of this data is now essentially intelligence of the business, and you have to protect that. You have to protect these people's privacies. It feels like with every new technology, there's these ethical and considerations that need to be made. You know, when we're taking photos of houses to better ensure it, there are people who were against using satellite photography and other things like that in order to drive the insurance industry forward. But as long as humans want to take risks and do crazy projects, we're going to need to have insurance companies that are willing to take that risk with them, right? And that comes at marrying this data, protecting this data, making sure you're using it ethically, all this sort of stuff. You know, in a lot of our minds, I think data is still just ones and zeros floating around, but it's whole business models. It's very critical to these organizations.
Absolutely. I mean, it's hard to fathom how much about Jason and how much of Alistair is out there for public consumption. So organizations being able to secure, store our data, store our PII, all has to happen in a manner that we're comfortable with.
Alistair, what's going on for you the rest of the year? Where can people catch up with you at? Do you have any events coming up, LinkedIn or anything that you want to throw out there?
We're going to continue to be at a number of the conferences through the course of the year. I know at the end of the year, we will be at the Securities and Insurance Licensing Association. That's a great, great conference silo for regulators, for clients people. We'll be at the AppliedNet conference this year as well. We love Applied and what they provide with their agency management system and what are their partners with integrations to that. And then we're also looking at some of the life and health conferences in terms of being able to provide a what we call roads ready solution. So a roads ready to sell solution to make sure that these life health organizations and other carriers, right, and other MGAs are bringing producers in a much more effective manner and having them productive from day one.
It's always great talking to you. I'm glad to catch up and we'll check back in with you about what's going on, maybe ITC or maybe InsurTech this year.
Sounds good.
Awesome, man. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Risk Management Brick by Brick is brought to you by TrustLayer. Find out how TrustLayer manages risk so that the people can build the physical world around us. Head over to trustlayer.io and then make sure to subscribe to Risk Management Brick by Brick on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. On behalf of the TrustLayer team, thank you for listening.